Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
But one of the things that I have seen, one of the hugest problems I've seen out there with agents is not having an annual database contact plan for their own sphere of influence. They've got a general idea about it, but they don't have it. And this year, I'm going to show you how to put one of those together really easy in a way you've never seen before, I promise you. And maybe Jody has seen it, so I don't want to promise her for sure. But the but I will also tell you, I also now more than ever want to include video marketing in that plan. After COVID, or even during COVID, so many people have gone onto social media that were not there before. So we're basically living reality through social media in a very big way. And until we get to a place where, you know, it's comfortable to be out in front shaking hands and bumping bellies again, which is probably going to be a while before that's politically acceptable. Most people are saying July or August, and I think that's the absolute earliest. That type of behavior is acceptable. The bulk of this year is going to be trying to stay in front of our people, trying to communicate with our people, trying to establish and grow mind share with our people without being face-to-face, right? And we can only call our people so many times. So that opens up Facebook and other digital marketing and other social media methods of trying to stay in front of people. And video has really emerged as an amazing way that top producers stay in front of their people. And I want to talk to you like top producers do, because those are the models we typically want to follow, the ones that work out there. So I want to talk to you about some easy ways you haven't thought of in doing that, that I think is very, very important. Okay. So when we talk about video marketing, I'm going to start there first, and then I'm going to talk about how it relates to an organized plan to stay in front of our SOI throughout the year. So when I talk about video marketing, the first thing I want to talk about is quick video. I want quick, sloppy video. I don't want videographer quality commercial video. I mean, that's great if you do that stuff, but quite frankly, most of you can't keep that up. It costs a lot of money to hire videographers. If not, if you do it all yourself, it takes a lot of your very useful time to do that kind of work. And not having the ability to easily shoot, edit, and put out video is usually the excuse we're all using not to do it, okay? So I want to get rid of that excuse right now. So now, for the first time ever, because of the coronavirus, remember, Rick, the silver lining, touch gray? Because of the coronavirus, we now have a new habit that we formed, and we're doing it right now. We're on Zoom together, and we've gotten very good at shooting and recording video as a result. It is very easy to hit the record button on Zoom. It is very easy to automatically record all your videos on Zoom. It's absolutely simple. In fact, if you go onto Zoom all by yourself and shoot a video, then we just got to cut the beginning and the end off, and you've got a good workable video that's believable, that will build relationships with human beings on social media platforms and via email. In fact, the more it's edited and dressed up with graphics, the less it feels like a personal relationship type of video, and the more it feels like a commercial. So trying to shoot what I call quick, sloppy video is much more effective for most of what we're trying to accomplish with our sphere of influence. The people that can just shoot it really quickly on their phone and then post it, man, that stuff's believable. So think less about putting out a monthly email newsletter and think more about putting out maybe a bi-monthly video newsletter where you just talk for a minute. Does that make sense? Now, what I want you to do is fast forward out of that And I want to tell you what a lot of the top real estate teams in this country that we coach do. Okay. And this will give you a better idea how this works on a mass production level. And I think it can relate to any solo agent as a result of that. What they will do is they will actually, they have found, just like you got, many of you have found, that you just don't shoot enough videos. You need to get around to it. I don't like it. It's vulnerable. I'm not ready. I don't want to do it. Blah, blah, blah. So it doesn't happen that much, right? Just like we also need to be in contact with our sphere of influence more. We got to get in front of them more. We got to contact them more. It just doesn't happen as much as we like to for a million reasons we've said 1,000 times over. But these agents go on these real estate teams, and these real estate teams make them do it because the real estate team has a scoreboard that holds everybody on the team accountable to certain lead generation activities. One of those activities is shooting promotional video. Right? And then the members of the team all have their own sphere of influence databases, right? So taking the team leader's video and sending it to one of the agent's SOI databases is pretty silly because no one in that SOI database knows who the team leader is. We need a video of the agent who has an SOI because those are people that agent has relationships with. So they will recognize a video and other marketing material that comes from the agent directly. Capiche? Everybody get that? So you have to market to your own people. You can't hire someone else to do that. You can't use somebody else's video. You are building the relationship with your SOI, which means you have to speak and participate. You need to put your face out there so they see you, so they remember you. So it triggers that memory pattern in their brain. When they think of real estate, they see your face. They don't remember words. They remember what they see. That's a visual imprint. That's why visual learners remember more. That's why if you read a book, you actually retain 10 times more than if you listen to it on audiobook. Sorry for you guys that like audiobooks. They're just, you know, it's great and they're neat, but you only retain about a tenth of what we would if you read it. That's why you like it so much. You could do other things and not pay attention. You know what I mean? So understand, if we can create a visual memory pattern, they will remember us and we'll gain more mind share, which is why we must start using video. I'm not afraid of technology taking over and removing the realtor. I'm not afraid of Zillow. I don't look at them as a competitor. I'm not afraid of anything except for realtors' own inability to market themselves. That is a valid concern. We as agents do not market ourselves at all. We hide behind houses, we hide behind mailers, we hide behind emails, but we won't pick up the phone and use our mouth, and we will not put out videos of ourselves so people can see us. We still operate over the erroneous belief that we are selling houses, not ourselves. And that is not true. Houses sell themselves. Houses sell themselves. If you think you sell a house, we got to have a personal one-on-one there because we got some weird ego thing going on. Because houses sell, you don't sell houses. Make sense? You're not going to talk someone into something they don't want to buy. I hope not. Okay? So we've got to do it. We've got to do it at a high level. So what do those top teams do? Once a month, they actually have everybody on their team schedule a calendar time with one member of the team on Zoom. So I don't care where they are, houses, COVID, don't care. Doesn't matter anymore, right? No excuses. Green screens, waste of time. No one uses them anymore. Video rooms, waste of time. No one uses them anymore. Everything changed in the last 9 months. Now we have Zoom. We have video conferencing. You can be anywhere you want to. You can even look. Candace and Jody's rooms are exactly the same. It doesn't matter. They're not roommates either. They just have the same rooms because it's post-COVID and we can do that weird stuff. If they start dressing alike, we got to watch out. But in the meantime, things seem okay. So the point of the matter is, now every member on the team is going to hop onto a Zoom video conference with one member of the team. And what each one of those is going to look like. So let's say we just have each member. Diane, why don't you schedule a time at 10? Dave takes the time at 11. John takes it at 12. Janet takes it at 1, et cetera, et cetera. Janet hops on there with the team leader maybe. And the team leader says, okay, here's what we're going to talk about. You're going to say this, you're going to say that, you're going to promote our upcoming client event this week. It's a Christmas photos with Santa, let's say, or it's a fundraiser for a new charity or something. So you're going to talk about how you're doing that. and how your office is participating. You're going to say why you're doing it. You're going to say how they can get involved and tell them, you know, the who, what, where, when, why, and how for the event. And you're going to be in and out of this thing like a ninja in about 1 to 2 minutes, and the video's over. I'm going to go ahead and mute myself so the video stays right on you in a profile view, and you're ready to go. So go. And then they're going to record it. Then they're going to hit stop. And then we're going to cut the beginning and the end off. And we've got a video. The team has created a video production for one of their agents. But more importantly, the team has made the agent do it. And they've made the agent market themselves to their own SOI. Now we're going to hold them accountable to on the team scoreboard to ensure that they actually posted the video on their personal Facebook page. Okay. We're going to make sure they post it on their personal Instagram page. We're also going to probably send it in an email newsletter, a video newsletter, to all members of their SOI as well too. So now we're out in front of people. People have seen you during COVID. Now, a lot of teams do that every 2 weeks, and it's very, very quick. After a while, those 1 hour blocks go to half hour blocks because it's real quick. You're shooting a 1 or 2 minute video. You hop on, do a little refresher about what you're going to say. Team leader mutes themselves. Other person records it, chops off the front and the back, which is very easy, and we post. Now, you as a solo agent, if you're a solo agent on the team, this is real easy to do. You just go on, you talk, and you're done. Simple as that. Okay? You've got it. Now, understand this is going to cause you to up your game, right? You can see that my picture should appear pretty clear to you guys. I have the right amount of lighting in this room. You need to get the right amount of raw lighting in your room. Look at Candace and Jody and Greg. All three of those have good lighting, nice presentable backgrounds, perfect for shooting a quick video, perfect for looking professional, perfect for showing whoever watches it that they are tech savvy, that they know how to market with video correctly. All that is lighting, gang. You can get a webcam for $60 that's 1080p. You can get a light for $20 and you're done. That's all you need. Okay? I recommend a halo light, a pretty good size one right behind the TV, and this lighting. And that's it. That's all you really need. And make sure you've got a good background, either a real live one like me or like some of these guys do, have a good one that's provided for you. You know, very, very easy to do. But that's the idea, is I want it to be regular. And typically the content of the video is where agents get stuck. This is where I think it's really fun. And this is where I think COVID has really made up the game for a lot of people, because now we're having to reach out and do a lot of things we've talked about here, which are virtual events, okay? Like creating an Amazon wish list for a local nursery home, things they need in there, you know, to until the vaccine shows up. Again, that costs you no money to go onto Amazon, create a wish list, talk to the people at the nursing home, say you want to do this for them, ask them what they need, put all those things on the wish list, post it on social media and start promoting this thing with videos. Now your mug is out in front of everybody doing good things for your local community. You really are helping people too. So, you know, as far as going to heaven and hell stands, you're looking better than that aspect too. There's a lot of positives that come from this, but you've got to get out and do something. And again, I didn't ask you to spend a penny there. So we're going to be doing, that's called a client event in the COVID world, right? It's virtual. No one has to do anything. We're going to help somebody else. So there's endless events that we've talked about in this group. I mean, a lot of top teams are having them every 2 weeks, once a month, at very least once a quarter. So we have something to talk about that comes from contribution, that adds value, that doesn't annoy people. It keeps you first of mind with your people. We could also mix in some market updates, telling people what's going on with rates, what's going on with housing inventory, what's going on with the average prices in different areas of town. People like that, especially when you really get hyper-local and talk about different quadrants of the city, different neighborhoods, what's happening with average prices. They like that stuff too. But most importantly, they want to see your face and see you put yourself out there. And you'll see after a year of doing this, maybe, I mean, I would definitely set a goal for yourself to do this at least once a month, at least once a month. I honestly would recommend you do it once every 2 weeks. That would mean 24 videos in a year that you would post on Facebook, that you would post on Instagram, and that you would also email to all your people. At the end of that year, you will kick absolute butt at video. You will be so natural, you'll just be able to turn on your screen and start talking. It's also a great time, more great content, is if you have friends in your local community that own businesses that are struggling right now. Man, just tell them to get on Zoom and interview them real quick and try to tell people how they can help patronize their business. There you are again, helping people. There you are standing up and being a leader in the community. All good stuff, all coming from contribution, all adding value. So content's not going to be your problem. It's going to be very, very easy for you to do and to use. Make sense? Everybody see that? Anybody doing any quick video content? And I can't stress that enough. I really want this to be quick video. I don't want it to be like, I mean, I'm not knocking using a videographer and making videos of listings and things like that super professional. That's cool, but that's a different thing. That's a different thing. What I'm talking about here is something we can do a lot of, something that's repeatable, something that's affordable, something that we don't need to be super fancy to build relationships with our people. Not anymore. Anybody doing much of that? We can mix in a lot of Facebook Live too, especially when you're on a location or something like that. Add an open house, add a new listing that hasn't gone live yet or just went live. Anything out in the field that you see that's cool, that's good stuff. Facebook Lives are great for that stuff. So mixing it up is wonderful, showing that you can do all these different things.
In our team meeting for West Ventura County, we were talking actually a little bit about this and more with the Market Center, but trying to get them to rally and do these video posts and use something like the social graphics within Command to then, you know, you have your content to be able to put out there in a post, but you're also showing up in video as well, you know, and going around, you know, getting the sandwich from, you know, or the taco from wherever it is and being supportive of your local community. And it, you get to do it in a real genuine way and where you're not always having to talk about real estate, you know, directly in front of them each and every time, but using multiple things via, you know, whether it's your social posts, your video along with that. And everyone's appreciating like just natural, raw, messy, sloppy videos, Brian's saying. It's more authentic and real and endears you as a person.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you, Candace. I agree. How long should videos be? Short is better with videos typically, right? So I would say don't ever go over 5 minutes if you can help it. 3 minutes, I would say 1 to 3 minutes is your sweet spot depending on the topic. Depending on the topic. I would say 1 to 3 is a good little video. And boy, does that go fast. When you start recording a 1 to 3 minute video, you start to really realize it. So that's kind of funny. Hal Souza says, my skin's glowing in the comments. I moisturize a lot. I'm a swimmer, so we get dry skin and then I moisturize. So my skin glows. So stop making fun of me, Hal. It's tough life. So, which is funny. No, that's great, Candace. How about I take this moment? I want to show you guys. Remember I talked about how this fits into your annual database contact plan, right? About how we're trying to stay in front of our sphere of influence, whether that be 33, 36, or 40 times a year with different touches. This is where I see a lot of people have difficulty, okay? They know that they want to send out 12 mailers. They know they want to put out 12 videos. They know they want to call everybody a few times. They know they want to do all these things, but they just can't put it all together. So I'm going to show you a way to kind of plan it out. And this is a file I'm going to save with you because somehow it translates from your head. It doesn't translate into a CRM well, right? So for some of you, you will use a CRM and the notifications that your CRM provides you will work just fine. And if so, by all means, do it because that makes life a lot easier. But for a lot of people, they have to see the whole plan, see how they're doing all at once before they put it in the CRM. Or they just want to keep it on a spreadsheet so they can see it and monitor it all the time. That's fine too. So let me show you how it lines out. in a couple different ways this works. This is kind of a breakdown of, and again, these are all editable fields here. These are all the touches that we're trying to make on our sphere of influence members. Okay, so let's say you got 300 people in your sphere of influence. We're going to try to make sure they all receive one of these touches, right? And different things we're going to do, like video newsletter. This person's going to do it monthly. Okay. And then you can see out to the side, this breaks down literally each week of the year. I mean, the weeks are labeled across the top. And this thing goes on for quite some time. You can see here, luckily we haven't gone that far in this particular hypothetical year. And you can see that they put a green down when they did what they were supposed to do. Okay. So they mark it green and they put a one in there when they do what they're supposed to do. If we've made a little bit of headway, but it's not completed yet, that's a yellow. It means we did a little bit, but we didn't quite get it done to the level where it should be green. Red means we haven't done a dang thing yet. So we need to get on it, if that makes sense. So what this does, it helps you line out all of your different things, different marketing touches that you're doing to generate awareness with your sphere of influence. And then we put over here the frequency. Some of these are bi-monthly, some of them are biannual, some of them are monthly, et cetera, et cetera. So that what this agent does, this agent just uses a spreadsheet and she'll literally look at that week and then go through each one of these and make sure that she's making those touches throughout that week. So it's real simple. Like her entire SOI annual database contact plan is all contained on one spreadsheet. And she just each week opens it up and that dictates those lead generation activities that she needs to do for that week. Now, this is also a way to line it up before you put it into a CRM as well, too, like I said. That makes sense. What do you guys think of that little tool?
I like that. That was kind of a good accountability.
Yeah, it's kind of a personal one, Walter. I agree. You know, and again, that is supposed to outline that. That's the key to me. If I'm an agent, I've done my 1-3-5 business plan. I've gone back and sourced all my leads for the year to see where I got my business from. I'm going to start pestering my CPA to give me a profit loss for my business for last year so I can see, take a look at my economic and financial model and see how I'm doing with my expenses and my net income. And then I'm going to plan for next year and I'm going to sit down and first and foremost, we work our SOI first. So I'm going to plan out what am I going to do this coming year to stay in front of my SOI so I don't miss it and I don't just leave it up to when I feel like it so that I up my game. Because I guarantee you this, someone that stays in front of their SOI without offending them 60 times a year versus an agent that does it 30 times a year is going to get the 60 is going to get a lot better results. They're going to get a lot more referral. And if we can up the quality of those contacts to things like video, it's only going to make us stronger. So if you're going to do it, commit to it. Like Walter said, use an accountability tool like that so that we know we're going to do more video. We're going to know exactly how frequently we're going to do more video. And we're going to know when we're going to need to do videos. In fact, you might even realize we have to do one by January 15th to get our first one done. So we're on it right now thinking about that video. What, you know, and we're always looking for content for our videos. I mean, isn't that the name of the game? We're on a constant search for content. Content is king, right? We're out there trying to find out what's the content of our video. What's the content of our next social media post? What's the content of my next email? What's the content of my next blog post? Whoever has better content is going to have better following. Whoever has the most following has a bigger, better, more successful database. You're going to get more money, get more income, get more business. So you're always looking for better content. And the only way you're going to look for better content is you know the pressure is on to create that content. So if you know you need to get a video out in the next 2 weeks, your radar is going to be up for content. You're going to be looking about it, thinking about it, and you're going to get it. But if you don't have a set plan for when you're going to put video out, what's going to happen is you're going to say, oh man, you're right. I need to get to that. That's what's going to happen because you're not, unless you luckily naturally stumble on some content and go, oh, there's a good idea. And you'll post that video. And that'll be the only video you post for 3 months. So you got to hold yourself accountable to keep your mind out there looking for more content to provide. And that's what having an annual database contact plan does.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.